ESPN employee genuinely can't see threat trans girls pose to female athletes. By Dylan Gwynn on February 6, 2025. An ESPN women's sports analyst decried President Trump's executive order banning trans athletes as disgusting before asking a father of female athletes what threat trans girls pose to his daughter's ability to play. In her initial post, Arielle Chambers, an ESPN employee who describes herself as a talker about women's sports, took the president to task both for the executive order and its timing. "The executive order banning trans girls and women from participating in sport is disgusting," Chambers wrote. "Doing it on National Girls and Women in Sports Day is pointed. Evil." After the above post, Chambers responded to another user who described himself as the father of three daughters soon to begin sports and agreed with the president's executive order. Chambers asked, "I'm really curious, genuinely. How do trans girls pose a threat to your daughters starting sport? What about the fathers of trans girls who won't ever get to see their kids play sports? What do you think will happen to your daughters if a trans girl is their teammate or opponent?" There's always the chance that Chambers understands men are physically larger, faster, and more powerful than women and isn't genuinely unaware of the threat a trans athlete poses to a female and is only saying that to curry favor with her leftist employers. After all, we all watch the most mediocre male swimmer in history become the greatest swimmer in the history of the NCAA women's category just a couple of years ago. So, she shouldn't be confused about what kind of threat a male would pose to a female athlete. Regardless of whether Chambers' sincerity, she was quickly and resoundingly mocked for what she wrote. While Chambers may not understand why a father would rejoice over his daughter not having to compete against a man for a roster spot, the good news is that most Americans do. CNN's Harry Anton showed that 79% of Americans agree that trans athletes should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. Thankfully, the vast majority of Americans aren't genuinely confused about why men shouldn't compete against women.